Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. As Syria becomes the global stage, Russia and Iran want permanent military bases there in Syria. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Hey Ken, talk to me about Vladimir Putin. Looks like he's moving to try to win a military base in Libya, which will be his first military base in the continent of Africa.
Yeah, it's a pretty extraordinary development. We have pulled out of the Middle East. We have allowed Russia to fill that vacuum, and this particular individual, General Haftar, who was actually born in the United States. He's now the commander of the Libyan army in western Libya along the border with Egypt in Benghazi. General Haftar is a natural ally of the United States, and yet he just recently went to Moscow, actually his second trip, to negotiate support from Russia because the United States is not helping him.
Well, what about Iran? They are seeking a naval base and an operation either in Yemen or in Syria. Either one would not be good.
Right. Well, they're already operating in both places. What the Iranians are now talking about is setting up a permanent military base. This is something they have never done under the Islamic Republic. The Shah never did it either. And it would be. So it would be a first.
You know, when we talk about Iran and Russia, in the next breath, we need to mention Syria. And a very interesting statement came from an official in the Israeli Air Force. He said that Syria is the global stage and everybody is playing there. Your thoughts?
Well, Syria has become this generation's proxy wars. That's what's happening today in Syria. You have the Russians backing the Syrian government. You have the Iranians backing the Syrian government. And the United States, well, we're just getting rings run around us by the Syrians, the Russians, and the Iranians. So it's a no-win situation right now for us in Syria.
Ken Timmerman with the latest in the military activities of Russia, Iran, and Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Syria is the global stage, and the last act is about to be played out there in Syria. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophets Daniel and Ezekiel foretold of a Middle East conflict that would feature Russia, Iran, and Syria. Ezekiel chapter 38 mentions Russia, verse 2, referred to as Magog, and also it mentions Iran, verse 5, referred to as Persia. These nations will be a part of an alignment of nations that will form to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now, this battle starts in Syria. That's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, where Syria is known as the King of the North. Syria is indeed the global stage, and the last act is about to begin. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...